Sorry about that. Hi, good morning, everyone. Very good. I hope everyone is doing good on this Sunday. Thank you so much, Sando Sachin, for like the very like kind words about our youth group. So first off, before starting off, I would like to thank God for giving all of us another day to be able to congregate together and to just be able to praise and worship him and have fellowship with each other. Thank you to Sando Sachin again for like kind of having this dedicated as Youth Sunday, as well as giving me the opportunity to speak on this Sunday. So for today's message, we will read over Joshua chapter 1, verses 5 to 9. So please feel free to turn your Bibles over there. And the verses will also be on the slides as well. But before we begin, I will say a quick word of prayer. Father, Lord, God, thank you, Lord, for this day, Lord. Thank you, God. We can come together, Lord, as a body in Christ, Lord, to just praise and worship you and spend time with each other, God. Lord, I pray, Lord, as we briefly look at Joshua, Lord, I pray, Lord, that that we'll all be able to understand, Lord, how to be strong and courageous during this time, Lord. And Lord, I pray, Lord, again, for everyone who's here and also for those who aren't here, that you'll be with them. And Lord, I pray, Lord, that everything that comes from this pulpit, that it will be within lines of your word, God. And I pray all these things in Jesus' name, amen. All right, cool. So I will go ahead and read Joshua chapter 1, verses 5 through 9. No one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be terrified, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Okay, so being that today is Youth Sunday, I was just kind of going over some things, trying to figure out like what exactly to go over today, and I ended up just going back to Joshua. So for all of those who are in youth meeting or those who have, or like kind of part of our youth group, we've been going over Joshua this past year. And one of the reasons we've been going over Joshua is that there are many relevant themes that also kind of pertain to our lives today. You can go to the next slide. Joshua is starting this enormous task of leading God's chosen people and taking the land that was promised to their forefather Abraham centuries ago. But with that, there are many challenges that he and the Israelites are going to face. Primarily, they would have to do fighting with Canaanites, and also, and we'll discuss later, Joshua also has to kind of be aware of like the spiritual welfare of the Israelites. And much like what Joshua was about to do thousands of years ago, we can also find ourselves in a similar spot today. Although we're not exactly like going around like conquering land, we still have a large spiritual warfare that we will have to take on, and we still have many challenges that we have to that we'll have to face in this life. Especially for this upcoming generation, and also, again, for all those who are going through this generation. With advancements of technology, and also that it's just nowadays more easier to fall into sin, it's more important that not only we have to be on our God, but we also need to continue to be strong and courageous to stand on God's word no matter what time it is. So again, we're going to briefly look into what made Joshua successful during this time where he's leading the Israelites to conquer the Promised Land, and also how we can do similar actions to stay strong and courageous no matter what challenges and sin we might face. So today, there are going to be three main points that I would like to go over for Joshua. And there can be many lessons and points taken from Joshua, but we'll just focus on these three for today's short message. All right. So point number one that I have is acknowledge God and his power. He is on your side. Do we ever truly take a step back and acknowledge God for who he is? So I know like every Sunday, like we spend time worshiping God. We have our liturgy, of course, which is well done. It's all like Bible-based. But sometimes we can fall into a routine and trap of just reciting things and not actually like stepping back and like really thinking about God and who he is. And this isn't just the case for us today. The group that we're kind of going over right now had this same issue, the Israelites. If we look at the Israelites, and during their time in Egypt, they witnessed God perform numerous acts and miracles on their behalf, right? We've seen God send 10 plagues on Egypt. He led them with pillar of cloud and fire, as well as splitting the Dead Sea. But even despite of all the miracles and all the actions that God had done for the Israelites, they still found themselves slipping away from God, right? We saw many of them wanting to end up like turning back to Egypt, as well some of them even like took the extra step of even like starting to praise and worship other gods. But I think one of the key reasons that Joshua was fearless in his conquest of Canaan was this acknowledgement of God and the understanding God and how powerful he is. Job 38, 4 through 7 says, thank you. Where were you when I laid the earth's foundations? Tell me if you understand. Who marked off its dimensions? Surely you know. Who stretched a measuring line across it? On what were its footings set, or who laid its cornerstone? While the morning stars sang together and all the angels shouted for joy. This was God's response to Job. After Job had lost everything and asked God why his unfortunate circumstances took place. So, you don't have to raise your hand, but just a question that how many people have kind of like attended like live events or went to see like a celebrity sports event? If you're at Michigan State University, hopefully you didn't go to the game yesterday. If you went to Michigan, then you probably had a good time watching Michigan State getting completely destroyed. But especially now these days, there's large obsessions to go and see various musicians, artists, or celebrities, or even like people of high powers like politicians. It was about a month ago at Ford Field where you had Taylor Swift, who's one of the most popular and like kind of well-recognized musicians in the world, had a concert there. The best I can kind of describe Taylor Swift, for those who don't pay attention to like kind of American musician sides, is almost like she's kind of like the Mammootty of America. Hopefully I said that name right. Anyway, she's a huge celebrity. And when she performed her concert there, it was mania. You had tickets being sold for thousands of dollars. If you're like doing your commute around that area, it was like almost impossible to like get through in Detroit. And some of these seats people are paying for to see her, you would need to like use binoculars in order to like spot her. And obviously she's not the only person where we see like celebrity status, but there's something about celebrities where if we had like someone like come across these doors, whether it's again some musician, actor, politician, there would kind of be like a sense of like, oh, this person's in the room, and almost like kind of like a sense of like awe in the sense. So with that said, how is it that many of us, and also especially in society, we view celebrities in such a light and awe? But sometimes we can fail in seeing God in the same light. Again, God is an all-powerful, all-knowing God, and unlike paying like hundreds of dollars or spending countless hours to see these celebrities, we have direct communication with them instantly. And again, let me emphasize, God is God. He's not like a celebrity of sorts, but it's just to like make like the point of, again, stepping back and seeing how we view God properly. And this really helps kind of set the foundation of being strong and courageous. So point one, acknowledge God and his power. He is on your side. Point number two I have is continuous meditation on God's word. Joshua 1-8, which will be on the slides, says, keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. And then you'll be prosperous and successful. I know some versions may have, do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. If you read throughout Joshua, one of the things that stood out about Joshua was how careful and how detail-oriented Joshua was in following God's word. Whether it would be the crossing of the Jordan or the Battle of Jericho, Joshua was very careful to make sure he followed instructions thoroughly. And not only Joshua was able to follow the commands that were given, but he also made sure that the Israelites did the same likewise. One of the many practices that, one practice that many of us may not do as often now, but now that as we've gotten older, is memorizing scriptures. Memorizing scriptures and Bible verses is generally seen as something that, like Sunday school students would do, right? Where we had various like competitions, or even like we give candy or something to these kids to like memorize like verses on a like week by week basis. But memorizing scripture should still be something that even in adulthood and onward, we should continue to do. Why? Well, as King David says in Psalms 119:11, I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. There is something about keeping scriptures in our hearts and even memorizing it that helps us better counteract challenges and sin that we might face. We know, for example, that in our professional careers that we have to know and execute something, certain actions, or know certain things by heart. If you're a doctor or someone in the health, and someone in like the health field, you spend countless hours memorizing things about the human body and how it works. Why? So that in the event something is about to happen to someone health-wise, you know what to do and you can save someone's life, or you can recommend actions to someone to prevent their life from going down a downward spiral. That same mindset and mindset should also kind of be applied to our spiritual lives, right? We always want to continue to spend time looking upon God's word, memorizing scriptures, and keeping that in our heart. That way, whenever we face serious issues in our spiritual lives or serious circumstances, we can be prepared and be able to face those challenges onward. So again, point one, acknowledge God and his power. He is on your side, sorry. Point two, continuous meditation on God's word. And then point three, and the final point I have, assess and be prepared. Assess and be prepared. Before and during Israel's conquest of the Promised Land, there were spies sent out to enemy territory to have a better understanding of what Israel would have to face. We see them do this for Jericho, Ai, and even during Moses' time. There was constant spying on the Promised Land to see what Israel was about to take on. So for us today, the Bible makes it very clear and what we need to be on the lookout for. We know that in this life, and as we get closer to Jesus' return, that things will become worse and worse, like the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. There will be more false doctrine. It will be more difficult stating that you're a Christian and a follower of Christ. More and more people will give in to worldly temptations and sin. But we are called not to be conformed to this world, but as like the saying is, light to be lightened. And one thing, and this is especially true to some of the younger youths or some people are in college age, especially like if you're a parent with kids of this age. Again, if you're a parent or someone else who's kind of in that age range, it's worthwhile to understand what might happen during their college life. College is often like a time where many young people would start derailing from their faith, whether it is they give in to doing certain different like worldly temptations, activities, or even they may attend a philosophy class where their professor pushes to state that Christianity is not true. And it's more important than ever that we really like take a look at like what many of us will have to eventually face. Again, this does not always necessarily apply to young people, but it can also apply to us as well. And not to make kind of like a sales pitch, but if you have a kid, send them to youth meeting, to youth group. We're open about some of these topics. We're trying to discuss them more and more. And again, if anyone has any questions, like we're more than happy to discuss about those. So again, the three points that we went over for staying strong and courageous no matter the times are: point one, acknowledge God and His power. He's on your side. Point two, continuous meditation on God's word. And point three, assess and be prepared. I'll just finally conclude with this. One larger picture that Joshua, the book, gives, and it will also give like a larger picture that will happen in this life, is eventually going to be like Jesus's return, right? Much like Joshua went into the promised land and destroyed and wiped out all the enemies that were there, Jesus will soon return, and same thing will happen. He will eradicate all evil. And obviously for those who are following the news, as we see like more stuff that's happening in the Middle East, more wars, rumors of wars, things are more and more pointing toward Jesus's return. And there's only going to be two sides that will happen. There's going to be lives that are saved and lives that are lost. There's no in between, right? It's either going to be eternal life or spending time in hell eternally. So I think it's always important for Christians to always have that larger picture in mind, right? Because it ultimately will help us to stay strong and courageous, right? No matter how difficult things might get, and no matter what persecutions that might come up, we can always rely on Jesus and know that no matter what happens in this life, we can focus on what will happen eternally. The time we invest in the worldly things will be temporary, but the time we spend on spiritual matters will have eternal implications. And that is it all what I have for today. Can I have Jacob Matthews close us off in prayer?